What happens when chaps are in their cups is perhaps the least of what Benjamin Britten's Grimm, The Rape of Lucretia, has to tell the world, both at its premiere in 1946 in Glyndebourne and this weekend at the debut of a new production from a new Irish opera company. Irish Youth Opera will be taking its version of Britten's chamber opera on the road in the coming weeks, and ahead of that, Raymond Blake talked to conductor Stephen Barlow about The Rape of Lucretia and the hopes of the new company.
It must have been quite a shock then, I think, for the audiences. It must have struck everybody as very modern and also very stripped back, because Britten was passionate about so many things. He was a real... he was a pedagogue. I think he wanted to show people how opera could be in English, how opera could be epic and at the same time very economical indeed, because the orchestra is very small. So it must have been a shock, and it was typical, I think, of Britten at that time, when, of course, everybody was suffering from the sort of crashing waves after the war of shortage, of doubt, of trying to come to terms with real life again. I think it was a stroke of inspiration, because it seemed very modern and it seemed absolutely appropriate. This orchestra is very, very small indeed, single strings and single woodwind, percussion and harp, and of course recitatives on the piano, which the conductor plays. So this opera has very, very few arias as such. It's very dependent on the every word being understood. And this was pretty new. You see, Britten is always modern. He still feels modern now. Strangely, perhaps paradoxically, with a small ensemble, colours, once you get used to the palette, colours seem much more bright. And you, acid colours in the orchestra, acid chords for the, you know, which he uses often, this is a very painful piece, seem much more acid than they would with an enormous orchestra, different palette. So you get drawn into a world where a pin drop is a substantial noise. Whereas, of course, in something like Szymanowski's King Roger, which is very romantic, you get used to a much broader brush. It's not so accurate.
Superbus ruled in Rome, relentless as a torrid sun, and the whole city.
This is an opera about women and problems caused by treating women badly. And so the male and the female chorus represent man and woman. And the device is that they are reading an old story, and then they begin to tell it, and the story unfolds. Now, normally they don't take part in the drama, they simply box it, they shine the light. But in this production, Michael Barker-Cavan has brought them into the action, and it works very well indeed. So they are observers, but at the same time, you are observing their journey as they see and go through this particular awful story. But there is also the very close observation of how men behave in gangs. The opera opens with men discussing women's infidelity. And there is there's an air of barroom, drunken bawdiness, which does border on serious prejudice. And of course, it's really not hard to find that when chaps are in their cups and things are said too easily. It's a very modern piece. Britten's framed it very well, and he stops short of actually being sensationalist and actually demonstrating the rape itself, but he leads you right up to the point at which the rape is committed, and then he takes you away and talks about the sheer horror of it. The narrators talk of the sheer horror, and then it becomes a subject of how does humanity actually deal with an event like this. Nowadays, I do more opera than I do concerts. And I like it that way. Do you know, we get more rehearsal. You collaborate more deeply with directors and singers. You have more rehearsal with the orchestra. So you're building something that you then get a chance, apart from the dramatic joys, you get a chance to perform it, sometimes as many as 10 times. And that is just pure gold. Because each performance, you come back with refreshed and more joy at the thought of making the piece again. Now, I really wanted to do this piece, and I could see the point of doing this here in Ireland. Because I've known for so many years, as we all do, that Irish singers and Irish musicians more often than not do their training, some training here, and then they go over the water and they're gone. They're very well trained, they're highly motivated, but they need to bring their stuff here. So this is ideal, because it's going to tour to some of the smaller venues as well as Wexford. And touring, taking opera, is the key. And I believe that their priority of quality, because that's driving this whole project, it's got to be top quality. Their idea of quality is what finally sells your business, sells your art. And I think this has got a really good chance of creating a new profile, really, for young Irish artists.
Conductor Stephen Barlow there, and that Irish Youth Opera production opens at Wexford Opera House tomorrow night, moves to the Everyman in Cork for Tuesday 9th of September, the O'Reilly Theatre Dublin for next Thursday and Friday, and finally to Dundalk's Antoine Theatre for a matinee on Sunday, September 14th. IrishYouthOpera.ie for more.